In the name of God, greetings and regards to all economic activists. In this podcast, we will discuss the topic of B2B sales, specifically what B2B is, how it differs from B2C sales, and delve into further details. All of you who are part of Arad Branding family should pay close attention to this file. Whether you are employees or traders, please take notes on the points discussed in this episode. The topics are complex and important, and if you understand and execute them correctly, success will be guaranteed. Let me assure you, everyone involved in this area will be successful if they understand and properly implement the principles we discussed today. What exactly is B2B sale? Pay attention. Sales involve a process related to a specific product or service. When discussing sales, you are either selling a product or offering a service. There are other types of sales related to investment, but we won't discuss them today. For traders who are working hard to sell the products, it is important to understand what kind of product it is and to whom it will be sold. A trader must consider these factors to effectively carry out the work. B2B or business-to-business sales means that one business is selling to another business. Business in this context refers to a structured enterprise with the necessary infrastructure for operations. Simply buying a pair of socks and selling them on the street does not qualify as a business. A proper business requires infrastructure, including teams for sourcing raw materials, production, distribution, marketing, branding, and advertising. This involves finding leads, negotiating with them, following them up, and managing how the product is delivered. Additionally, having a financial team, accountant, and tax specialist is crucial. The salaries we need to pay are associated with having a structured business that includes various departments. Someone who manages these aspects and has a team is considered to be running a business. In contrast, an individual who handles everything by himself, such as managing sales, receiving payment, delivering goods without a transportation system, and without the need for formal contracts, is not operating a business in the conventional sense. This scenario is more akin to retail. For example, if someone sells a dozen socks on the street, it is considered retail. However, if they establish a store, hire employees, offer a variety of socks, and manage the associated cost and payroll, it qualifies as a business. This individual is running an operation that aims to generate revenue. Business can vary in size. Some have fewer than 5 employees, others between 5 to 10, 10 to 20, 20 to 50, or more than 50 employees. Businesses with over 50 employees are often considered significant in their communities, with higher transactions and profit margins. Large businesses always attract attention and speculation, as people often comment and make claims about them. This is natural and applies to all major brands. The key point is that a business does not become large easily. It requires years of effort, hard work, and proper management to thrive and establish itself. The key point to consider when building your business is who you will be interacting with and how they perceive you. Sometimes individuals who are not your customers may still create rumors about you. Managing these perceptions is crucial. To start a business, you need to decide what product to choose and how to manage your system. You need to understand the factors involved. Now let's focus on B2B sales. As a business, your target audience will be other businesses. This is different from selling a product directly to consumers. For example, if you sell socks in the market to individual consumers, that's B2C. But if you operate a business such as a grocery store, clothing store, or furniture shop, you are dealing with B2C sales to end consumers. In B2C, customers usually want smaller quantities and make purchases without extensive negotiation. This is different from B2B, where transactions are often larger and more complex, and profit margins can be significantly different. For example, managing a store with a capital of 1 billion might only yield a monthly profit of 30 to 40 million, indicating that B2C operations can have lower profit margins compared to B2B. In B2B sales, even with an investment of 1 billion, if you focus on branding and become recognized as a reputable company, you might see transactions significantly surpassing this amount. Many traders with a similar level of investment are earning 1 to 2 billion monthly. Achieving such results requires careful attention to the necessary infrastructure and its proper execution. One critical factor in this process is patience. It's essential to be patient and methodical. Consider this analogy. Many people have unrealistic expectations, such as expecting a child to become a great support later in life. When this doesn't happen due to mistakes in upbringing or other factors, it leads to disappointment. Similarly, businesses must follow correct strategies and practices. Unlike children, products and services don't have their own choices or preferences. They follow the strategies and decisions set by the business manager. For example, a product like a cookie cannot decide to lower its price or change its characteristics. As a business manager, you control the strategy and execution. Influencing the outcomes according to your plans and beliefs. Understanding the difference between B2B and B2C sales is crucial. Consider a few companies that produce fruit juices, ice cream, and similar products. For example, if you name 5 to 10 or even 20 such companies, you'll see that they control the production and sale of almost all the fruit juices in the country. Now think about how many supermarkets sell these juices produced by these companies across the country. For each juice, the cost to the producer is around 1,000 to 2,000 2 months, including profit. When you do a simple calculation, you'll realize the scale of transactions and profits involved. Someone who doesn't have any kind of role in or involvement in this kind of business might question whether they can achieve similar figures or not. The key takeaway here is that these numbers are real and attainable. Traders and producers indeed make such profits, indicating that this is a pathway with virtually no upper limit on potential earnings. However, many people impose limitations on their businesses, believing the revenue potential is capped. For example, running a small shop has inherent limitations like the number of customers in a specific area, limited time, and space constraints. A successful business should aim to remove these constraints, focusing on overcoming limitations related to time and location. To achieve infinite revenue potential, a business should operate in a way that is not restricted by specific times or geographic locations. This means you should be able to conduct transactions and generate profit any time of the day and from anywhere. The goal is to have a business that continues to be profitable even beyond your involvement, potentially leaving a legacy for your descendants. The concept of patience in business is crucial. For example, if you have a well-prepared garden with fertile soil, water, and good conditions, but you don't plant any seeds or trees, being patient alone won't yield any results. Patience must be coupled with action to achieve success. In business, it's crucial to take action, even when conditions are favorable. Simply having a good environment is not enough. You must actively engage in your task. For example, if you plant seeds in a well-prepared garden, patience is required for them to grow and bear fruit. However, you must also tend to them by watering, fertilizing, and addressing any issues like pests or adverse weather. Even then, challenges may arise, such as swarms or other problems that could ruin your crops. In agriculture, a 5 to 10% loss might be normal, but anything beyond that could signal a serious crisis. The same principle applies to businesses. Consider the high profits of a fruit juice manufacturer compared to a retail store selling the juice. The retailer benefits from sales, but the manufacturer who supplies to many retailers generates even higher profits. This scale of revenue can be immense, supporting operations on a national or even global level. Therefore, investing in infrastructure and being patient is worthwhile because the potential returns can be substantial. Whether it's selling products in bulk or offering services, the profit margins are significant due to the scale of transactions. Many people focus on cutting costs, but a more effective strategy is to increase the number of customers and transactions. By growing your client base and securing more contracts, you enhance revenue rather than simply focusing on cost reduction. In B2B sales, patience and persistence are key. We also need to discuss the follow-up process, which is crucial for maintaining and growing business relationships. Indeed, it is not the case that a customer will purchase immediately upon first contract. The dynamics of B2B sales are quite different from B2C transactions. For example, while a consumer might decide on the spot to buy a product like a pair of socks, a retailer looking to purchase in bulk, say 1,000 or 2,000 socks, requires a more involved process. They won't simply ask for your bank details and make an immediate payment. Instead, they will follow their own set of strategies and processes, which you will need to learn and implement effectively to achieve success. One critical aspect of B2B sales is lead generation. As I've mentioned before, zero multiplied by any number is still zero. Even if you create the best business model, without leads, potential customers, or initial contracts, your business will not succeed. Therefore, the first goal in B2B business processes is to build a strong sales funnel, where generating leads is the crucial first step. Many business consultants avoid discussing the toughest parts of business processes. They may distract you with less critical issues, avoiding the hard truths. These individuals might be misleading, focusing on easier aspects rather than the core challenges. The hardest part of sales and achieving profitability is having customers. Just as a farmer needs fertile soil to grow crops in business, you need to secure customers to ensure success. Thus, understanding how to attract and work with customers, how to find them, negotiate with them, and pursue them to buy is crucial. These steps come at the beginning of your business journey, not the end. Let's proceed step by step to address these essential aspects correctly. It's crucial to approach business with a clear understanding of priorities instead of focusing initially on the easier aspects of a business. You should address the more challenging elements first. For example, just like a farmer needs to ensure they have fertile land before worrying about watering and fertilizing, you should resolve the fundamental issues of your business model before focusing on the more detailed aspects. The second important concept to understand in business is the return on investment, ROI. This refers to how long it will take for your investment to become profitable. You need to assess whether starting this particular business is worth the investment compared to other options. This involves evaluating the potential return and deciding if it justifies the investment. In B2B and B2C models, the approach differs significantly. In B2B, the focus is often on ROI and how the investment will benefit the business financially. Companies are primarily concerned with whether a product or service will enhance their profitability. For instance, if a company sells medical equipment, the buyer who operates a medical supply store will evaluate if the purchase will result in higher profits compared to other options, such as opening a bakery. In B2C, the focus shifts to individual consumer needs and preferences. The retail, however, will still be focused on profitability. Determining which products yield higher margins and which brands are more profitable. With this definition, I'm not just concerned with my business customers. If the story is about money, growth, wealth, and expertise, if the story is that I can bring many people into my industry, then I say bravo. You are growing your business. You are those who have understood exactly why businesses exist. Businesses exist to fulfill a need. Someone who produces medical equipment did so because they identified a need. Someone who produces juice has assessed that the juice business is easier and more profitable for them, so they chose to pursue it. The point is that all products have profit. All products fulfill a need. As someone looking to enter the market, you need to seek advice on which product, industry, market, investment, and so on. This is the essence of it. My customers are not the end consumer. They are themselves looking for profit. They see profit in the product I offer, so they want to buy it from me to sell it themselves. In this sales process, what happens is that they have their shares. The more I can increase my number of customers who are themselves sellers and have their own businesses, the more my income will increase. Thus, the first point is generating leads or better signals. I need to increase my customers and improve the quality of my leads because the newer and better leads I find, the more sales I can make. These customers will stay with me even if I don't plant new seeds. My existing customers will continue to buy from me. I am explaining step by step where the money is. After all this, evaluate the quality of your leads. Which leads should you prioritize? Which ones should you invest time and resources in? Building relationships and trust. The key for professional sellers in B2B is not just quality, but creating value and excitement. For instance, if I offer apples, I need to highlight that these apples offer better profit margins. If your customers are end consumers, they look for quality. However, in B2B businesses look for profit. They want to ensure that their investment in your product is worthwhile and that the product offers value relative to its price. So remember, the key metric in sales is value. Businesses, especially large brands, focus on creating and selling value rather than just products. Companies like Apple sell identity, brand, and value rather than just products. Business owners who focus solely on selling products without understanding or creating value make a significant mistake. When customers start making excuses like, let me think, let me research, or let me study, address these objections by listening carefully. All these issues are based on the negotiations you've had with them, and they are looking for reasons to delay or avoid making a decision. Until they get a chance to ask you, you can't wait too long. You need to sit down, research, study, and listen to why they're looking for excuses. What did you say to them that makes them say, let me think? Questions will arise. I repeatedly emphasize that different businesses have different sales processes, and your customers will have questions. Gather all the questions they might ask you. There are about 50 of them. Ask your consultant or support staff. What questions do they ask? How should I respond? In a school, many people focus on learning, but pay attention and move forward semester by semester. I've taught negotiation skills in many school courses. Understanding what the customer is looking for and how to answer them properly is crucial. If you can answer all 50 of those questions, no one will avoid buying from you. You will see that closing deals becomes very attractive. Oh, thank you, God. Whoever contacts me, whoever says hello to me, I will make a sale to them. I wasn't like this from the start. I learned how to convince customers. Now it's time to see how many deals increase and how customers fall in love with you. All of this process requires follow-up. That's why I say follow-up in B2C is meaningless. In B2B, a person might come into the business and wonder why the customer didn't buy. B2C is about the customer buying, while B2B has its own purchasing process. And you need to have a strong sales pitch for yourself. I talked extensively about customer relationship management and how to follow up with your customers. I hope you follow the guidelines well and you'll see how much money you make. Thank God for putting me on the path of business. All your financial problems will be solved and you'll help others. You will understand what a great God you had. God is showing you where the money is. Most people end up on the wrong path. Be thankful to yourself for listening to advice and to those who helped and guided you to success. I wish you well and entrust you to God until our next programs. Goodbye. Have a great day.